It went straight down the middle. Then it stopped.
And I was on a walk this morning with my wife and our dog, and I ran into a friend and mentioned that we'd be speaking this morning. And one question they thought they'd like to know from you relative to your interest in golf history is, you remember the moment that really kind of sunk in? You said, yeah, I really want to learn more. You mentioned a little bit about your trip to Brookline. Is that when it started, or do you really recall?
It certainly did. In Brookline, my father and I went up there. It was 1968, USGA Junior. And we, you know, it was a trip that I'd never been to Boston. And we took the whole town in. We went to Fenway Park to watch the baseball. We went on the old Freedom Trail in downtown Boston. And then I had started to read a little history before that, and I found that this was the place where Francis we met won in 1913. A 20-year-old amateur from across the street from the country club beat the two best British players at the time, Harry Vardon and Ted Ray, in 1913, and an unlikely victory, but as I recall that it was one of the first times that golf was mentioned on the front page of any paper in the nation. It had such an effect. But the way that he won, Francis, and coming from across the street and caddied at the course, it was just an idyllic sort of story. And lo and behold, Francis made a putt on the 17th green there. Of course, that was the 71st hole of the tournament. And then they got in a playoff, and then he made another putt on that green, number 17, and his house was right across the street from the property. And the whole story is captivating. So I kept that. I knew the Francis we met story forever. And lo and behold, later on, I became named as captain of the Ryder Cup at Brookline. And probably the most improbable putt that I have ever seen go down was Justin Leonard's putt on the 17th green. Now, there's something very spooky about that. It was absolutely spooky. And we were rightly called out for it was kind of unsportsmanlike. It really was. We shouldn't have celebrated that, but nobody in the world would have expected Justin Leonard to make that putt. But wasn't that spooky that that's Francis's green? So from then on, I called Justin Francis. he always gives me that funny look, and I said, "You did it." It was surreal, just surreal. I was kneeling on the back of that green with Dave Anderson from the New York Times. We kneeled together, and Justin made that putt. And I looked at Dave, and I said, "That's Francis." And he just started laughing. It was just amazing. What a week. What a week that was.
We hope you've enjoyed this short track of For the Good of the Game. And please, wherever you listen to your podcast on Apple and Spotify, if you like what you hear, please subscribe, spread the word, and tell your friends. Until we tee it up again, for the good of the game, so long, everybody.
Like they say, whack down the fairway, it went smack down the fairway, then it started to slice just a smidge off line, it headed for two but it bounced off nine. My caddy says, long as you're still in the state, you're okay. Yes, it went straight down the middle. Quiet. away.